听力课堂，听 class.com。
Your style has been described as buy and hold, and sometimes it strikes me that Wall Street perverts that notion to get people to invest and forget about what they own. I think you buy and watch, right? Because you sell if something's no longer working.
Yeah, we've sold, we sell something. We don't sell the businesses we buy, but we've sold plenty of stocks over the years. I mean, you know, I got my portfolio from 1950, and I had six stocks that I don't have any of them today. But I like to buy something with the idea I'm going to hold it indefinitely, if I'm taking a big equity position. Now, we do arbitrage, we do high-yield bonds. I mean, we do other things, so those do not have that same permanence attached to them. But if you're talking about just pure bread-and-butter equities, I like to buy something that I feel is so good in terms of the business they're in and the management, and I feel so good about the price I bought in, that I say to myself, I'd just as soon own this forever.
Coca-Cola, Dairy Queen, See's Candy. What does that tell us about you?
It tells me I like to buy things I can understand. I do a lot of research on things like Dairy Queen. And if you look at our businesses, the truth is you'll understand every one of them. There might be some that you're more familiar with than others, but there's nothing in there that's black box stuff or anything of the sort. You'll understand what they're doing with the customer, what it takes to keep that customer happy, and why that customer should be coming back 5 or 10 years from now, and why they should have an edge and all of that thing. So I look for things that I can understand, and Dairy Queen's a great example.
Has nothing to do with a sweet tooth, though.
Well, I like the product.
I know what you do is very hard, and yet it all sounds very straightforward. Do people overthink this process of investing, get too cute, get too fancy, and
sure
do things?
Yeah, and I say it's simple but not easy.
Yeah.
I also tell people when they were 21, they got a card with 20 punches on it. And every time they made an investment decision, they used up a punch. And when the 20 punches were gone, they were done. They'd make a lot of money because they think a long time before they make any decision. They think a long time, before they buy a car or buy a house or all that. But many people do buy a stock, just because somebody mentioned it that day, particularly if stocks have been going up. So if you have to stick with what you understand. If you only buy into things you understand, and then you are disciplined about what you will pay when you buy into them, you can't lose money. We've never lost a lot of money.